A public meeting from the purposes listed in the Utah Code 52-4-20.
I make a motion to go back into open meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I'm going to turn time over to AJ to discuss what was taken care of on one item in public meeting or closed meeting.
So concerning the propane for our City of Fremont Law Special Service District building, can I get a motion for who we'd like to have install our tank?
I make a motion we go with Mountain West Propane to install our tank and services.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any abstain?
I'll abstain.
All right.
Brent abstained.
Brent Powell did not vote on this. And
motion carries.
All right, I'll turn the time back over to Brent.
Okay. Let's do approval of the bills. If we can go to that to get them approved.
I make a motion to approve the bills, except for the Sunrise Engineering one for $237,946.53. Just for the purpose of getting some clarifications on some of the billings on that.
Okay, that would take the total from $473,210.34.
Can I amend that motion?
What?
Can I amend that motion?
Okay.
That we hold off on paying that until we receive those answers. Upon receiving those answers to those questions, we pay the bill.
We pay that.
Okay.
Second the motion, somebody. The amended motion?
Yeah, the amended motion.
I'll second
the amended motion.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, Kim did. Okay, that will take the total down now to from $473,210.34 down to $235,263.81 until Sunrise gives us the information that we're requesting, and then it'll go back up. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any objections? There is none. Motion carries. So, the bills have been approved.
Is there a check in there?
Okay. As far as the rest of our agenda, I think we've completed it. So we got a motion to adjourn. Kim, you got something?
Giddy brought up an issue over on that. The Crescent line, Jared Jensen called me about the line sloughing off.
From the tank?
The bill sloughing off.
From the tank?
The line going from the tank down into Crescent.
Okay, so we need to go over and look at that and see what's causing that to slough off.
Yes, I've been there, done that yesterday. And there's two or three issues there. One's kind of spring water, and the other is if the irrigation ditch where they have a head gate backs up, it'll push over and run right down that. I called the ditch rider and talked to him. And due to the liability issue, he decided he got to take care of this, so he talked to his boss. Anyway, to make a long story short, this morning when I was headed to Neola, guess who pulled across the road in front of me headed down to the thing? It was the ditch rider and his boss. Lloyd Bingham, you know, I just pulled him behind him.
Okay.
And we went over the line and, you know, one thing another, and discussed a few things, and Jared Jensen had said something about it washing his big tree down into his hay field and all this other stuff, you know. These guys didn't know where the line was, so they looked at it from the top, and I got them to drive around to the bottom and look from the bottom up, you know. And when Lloyd brought up the subject of washing the big trees on his hay field, I looked at him, and he just started to laugh. They're better than a quarter of a mile away and not even in the line, the trees that he's talking about. You know, type deal. I mean, totally nonsense. But anyway, with talking in this with the tribe, to maybe build up the bank on the east side of that ditch, so when there is high water, you know, from
Irrigation?
Irrigation or whatever, that it can't access and run over and run down that line.
So is Dry Gulch going to take care of that then?
No,
the tribe? The tribe take care of that, yeah.
Yeah, they want to get away from the liability issue.
Yes, I
can see.
Okay.
So, as of this morning when we talked to them, we kind of had some kind of an idea what needed to be done, and we'll see how quick they take care of it.
Can you follow up on that and observe that and have him report next month in meeting? We'll have Kim report on that next month.
But the fluffing off is due to the drought type thing, and you know, just hits a little bit of water running down it from this drought because the ground's so dry, it has no stability type deal because of the drought. And if we could get a little bit of vegetation growth over this, it's not an issue.
Throw some Russian thistle seeds down there.
What's that?
Russian thistles seed.
Did you mention?
There's plenty of them.
I got them on my plate. I'll take them over for free.
But it's just the length of this room type thing. And yes, it has moved a little bit, but according to somebody, the line was exposed and the trees were falling in and all that, and it's total nonsense.
Okay. Was it up on top where we had the break a few years ago?
Just below that.
Below that?
Mm-hmm.
Just below that.
Okay.
I have a picture if you want to see it.
We're good.
Okay. Yeah. As long as we're aware of it and we know what's being done to take care of the issue.
Being addressed by the water company, make sure no irrigation water in that.
Okay. Well, that's good. If there's nothing else to be brought up,
make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, we're done.
Not that we need one.
Okay, now we're done with that, and we're